welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord you're able to join me today as we continue on in a message, Walking in Peace and Victory, that I started on yesterday's broadcast. And the word of the Lord says, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we may not see that with natural eyes at this point. That's going to be true at some point in the future when Jesus has returned, but that is certainly true in the realm of the Spirit. Beautiful for situation is Mount Zion, is the place where God's people have gathered together, is the beauty that exists in the body of Christ, the truth and the purity and the sincerity and all the beautiful characteristics that are aspects of the Christian life. Why? Because if we are truly following after the Lord, we will manifest the fruit of the Spirit. What are the fruit of the Spirit? Well, it's love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Paul goes on to say, against such there is no law. Praise God. So Jesus has a way of making it simple, doesn't it? Let's walk in the Spirit, amen, and then we will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. But as I begin in this message, I'm going to make a statement which hopefully will challenge your faith to reach out and claim God's best. In fact, I'll just take a moment right now. At the end of yesterday's broadcast, I announced that we have, for your asking, a complimentary copy of a booklet Brother Glass did years ago, Which Way Are You Running? And I want to tell you a little story about it. I received an email a few weeks back, and it was from a sister who was a physician, an MD, and she shared that years ago when she, in fact, in the 80s, 1980s, she was a young babe in Christ, and she heard the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. And at that time, we were on a lot of different radio stations. I think when she wrote, I said, your name seemed familiar, because she said she had requested ministry resources, tapes, booklets, and she was in the Los Angeles area at that time, said, oh, you must have been listening to KTYM. Nonetheless, we connected, and what her request was is she wanted 100 copies of this booklet to share with her pastor and with the congregation. She's now living in Florida. And I said, well, of course, we'd be happy to do that. And so we put those in the mail to her. And I thought, why not offer it on the broadcast? Because it's a short booklet, but it will really stir and encourage your faith. So I will mention it again at the end of the broadcast, but that's a little story about why we did a reprinting of Brother Glass's Which Way Are You Running? You're either running towards your problems or you're running away. And I'm not going to share any more than that. You'll just have to request it. If you do email, I do ask that you put your mailing address, because this will only go out in the mail. I don't have any kind of I don't know. We don't have that kind of technology. So if you like the booklet, just write, okay? Praise God. But what I want to share with you is that God has a peace and a victory for us that some of us we've heard it preached for decades, but we've not fully walked in the amplitude, in the greatness of it, in the extent of it. And I think, you know, even if you've loved the Lord and done your best to try to serve Him, you sense that in your own spirit. There's more. God, there's more. I want more. And of course, one of the things we can take comfort in, I mean, we have to be willing to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, to surrender to the Lord. There are certain things that only we can do, because if we don't do those things, it will hinder our spiritual progress. But as far as that work of transformation, it is God Himself that is going to do it by the Spirit of the Lord. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We have to allow that we're not conformed to this world, but we're transformed by the renewing of our mind. And that's only done by the Holy Spirit. But God wants to make you beautiful. Did you hear that? He said, how beautiful for situation is Mount Zion on the sides of the north. And while, of course, this is referencing spiritual beauty, I mean, of course, He can actually beautify His saints. I mean, how many people have you seen up in years and they don't act their age, they're as sharp as a tack, and they're beautiful of countenance. And so age really has nothing to do with it, because the beauty of the Spirit shines through. But listen to a few verses I'm going to read out of Psalm 90, and this is a prayer of Moses, the man of God. It's the psalm he wrote that is included in the book of Psalms. And in verse 16 of Psalm 90, he says, "Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children." You know, I'm going to have to pause before I read any further. In church today, the pastor shared a true episode of many. They were important leaders in a certain denomination, and they were greatly burdened in helping this very simple elderly missionary in Mexico to build an orphanage and to have a well dug. And the problem was, they were going down to dedicate it, but the well had dried up. And so they went there and they were calling out to the Lord, and all the brethren were praying, "Oh God." And finally, this simple elderly woman missionary says, she says, stop it. And she said, "God, you see this situation, you see this well down here, fix it." And you know what? The water started flowing. Praise God. So, beloved, I'm just telling you, we've got to have a level of faith, and we need to keep things simple. That's what I share with the mailing list. First letter of the year, it's this: God spoke a word to me. Keep it simple. It's the world that wants to make things so complicated. Anyway, I'm going to have to read verse 16 again because I went too long. Don't forget it. Let thy work appear unto thy servants. That's what that woman, that elderly missionary, was praying for. And I don't know about you, but I'm longing and hungering to see God's people come together in the unity and love of the faith, preaching the word and doing the signs and wonders that are going to follow that accompany the preaching of the word. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. Praise God. And so, beloved, God wants to make you beautiful. He wants the beauty of your spirit, which is being changed into the very image of Christ Jesus, the very characteristic, the very personality of our Lord, that people are going to be drawn to that beauty. And without Christ, we're not beautiful. We're all marred by sin. What do the scriptures tell us in Romans, the 5th chapter, verses 12, 15? Through one man, sin entered the world. Of course, that was Adam. So it is through one man, Jesus Christ, sin no longer can hold the human race in bondage unto eternal death, except those who reject God's precious gift of love to the world, His Son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man sin entered into the world, so it is that through one man the gift of grace hath abounded unto many. Praise God for that. God tells us that man's condition is hopeless without Jesus Christ. Man hasn't recognized it, The new world order hasn't recognized it. In many cases, the modern church world hasn't recognized it. But beloved, governments don't. But I'm telling you, man is hopeless without Jesus Christ. Man with his fallen nature cannot measure up to God's law. That's why the Old Testament, the Old Covenant was given, just to demonstrate clearly to man that we couldn't do it. You're guilty of one part of the law, you're guilty of the whole law. That's why the Lord's Father sent Jesus, who was a perfect man in every way as we are, yet without sin. And because he was perfect, because he never sinned, he was able to satisfy God's justice. The judgments of God fell on Jesus when he hung on the cross, and he suffered for us, one for all, that we might receive freely this beautiful gift. We receive it freely. It cost God everything. And I've often thought of the sorrow of the Father when he looked at his Son hanging on the cross. And when Jesus cried out, "Father, Father, why have you forsaken me?" It wasn't just, I've heard preachers say, well, the pure eyes of God can't look upon sin. Well, he's constantly looking upon this world that is filled with perversity and evil and wickedness and iniquity beyond description. But I think it was also the pain in his heart when he saw the love and the submission of his Son. His Son called out, he said, "God, all things are possible to you with you." Remember that? He prayed that in the garden. He said, "If you can do this some other way, please do it. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done." Oh, we will throughout our journey, we'll never be able to give God thanks and praise for what he has done for us. Hallelujah. God tells us that without Jesus, our condition really is hopeless. In our fallen nature, we can't measure up to God's laws. We can do the very best we possibly can. We can measure up to, certain aspects of the law, the Ten Commandments, but this has no effect on our nature. Hallelujah. Well, beloved, my time is just fleeing away, and we were going to get into this in greater depth tomorrow. But again, as I mentioned on the broadcast earlier, if you would like to request which way are you running, please feel free to do that. Send me your mailing address. We'll send you a complimentary copy. And also, hey, if you got prayer needs, include those along with your request, and I will pray for you personally and send back whatever God gives that will be a blessing to your heart. I've got so many testimonies of how God is able to touch lives through the ministry of correspondence, a very sacred and precious part of this ministry. So I invite you to write. I thank you for listening. I pray for you every day. You see, I'm partners as well as my spiritual family and my radio family. So I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.